We have the great good fortune of living in the awesome and most auspicious time of the return of God. This is the return of consciousness to ground zero, to the zero point of awareness. Of presence, of the truth of what we are, a truth we have been running away from for thousands of years, for many lives. We have been running away from truth and from love. We have been running away from ourselves. And in that running, we have chosen the mind over the heart. We have chosen calculation over wisdom. And we have chosen greed over compassion and generosity. And now we can run no further. We have come to the end of the line. And the karmic blowback of the destructiveness and the lostness and the pettiness and the meaninglessness of every life has converged upon a time in which all of the structures created out of that greed and desire for dominance and power and control have led to the collapse of every social structure. And collapse of the mental structures of the ego. And we feel again the hollowness of a world run by egoic consciousness that cannot survive once its mask has been removed and its shriveled heart revealed. And we recognize that the world and that level of the mind that represents the collective ego has sentenced itself to death. And thus everything must be lost so that there is nothing we can use anymore to run away. And thus money must become worthless and travel must become impossible. And freedom must be taken away. And all the ways in which we diverted our attention from the real, from the self, from the heart, must be removed involuntarily because we failed to voluntarily return to God. That power comes to us to take away our power to flee. From the truth of our responsibility to sustain the world as manifestations of that power of truth and love, which alone makes the continuation of life possible. We must be worthy of the life we have been granted. And that worthiness depends on the nobility of our own being. It must depend on our power to keep our hearts open and never close them to anyone, and to keep our minds open and humble to continue to learn the infinite secrets of God and the messages that we are always receiving but not attuning to. We must be able to retain and to turn into wisdom and empowerment and service. And the creative application of love to transform death itself into new life. It is this transformation of the energies of God consciousness into mandalas of beauty, first at the level of the heart, and then the mind, and then relationships, and then community, and then the web of nature, and then the cosmic consciousness of all of the interconnectivity of every node of consciousness at every fractal level of its appearance. We are the unity of that field of infinite creative power. But we have stepped away from the control room, from the power to sustain that mandala in its true beauty, because we have become attracted to the parts rather than the whole. And now we must stop being partial and realize our oneness with the whole and surrender our identification with a part. But realize that every part is a manifestation of the same whole self. And it is that perception of sameness within difference of transcendence within immanence, of the virtual within the actual, that enables the consciousness to abide at the exact center point, the zero point of awareness. And from that point alone, there is the power, not simply of liberation of one part, but of the whole. But the attainment of the center point in which there is unity can only be gained if one's will is entirely governed by that supreme love. That is the absolute source of all power. And only if we are attracted irresistibly to that source and not to anything else, not to any of its creative phenomena of a momentary nature, but we leave behind the interest in that which passes, and we remain focused on that which is eternal, on that which alone is real and will endure through the destruction of all worlds. It is that point of absolute density of light and of intelligence and of the power of manifestation that the new world will blossom. And one's consciousness will be able to remain as the center point while the flowering of the new world opens up to the fullness of its beauty, to abide as the source, the giver, who wants nothing for themselves, but entirely blossoms in the joy of the ecstasy of all. But abides in that light that is beyond the differentiations of experience and remains in the timeless awareness of that knowledge which can never be expressed. But its expression is the history of the world itself. And from that source of the purest heart that you are in your essential nature, that beauty will emerge as the fulfillment of the highest destiny, which all along is only the return to the origin of what we are forever. But in the systole and the diastole, the breathing and the heartbeat of the cosmos, that time comes when the return to stillness beyond the beat of time requires the sacrifice of engagement and entanglement within the quantum network of communicating dispersed centers of awareness in rapport and in non-rapport. And the entirety of the code of that communion must be recognized from the place of origin, in which there is not yet even one that separates from the zero, from the void, from the absolute emptiness from the absence that is the source of presence. And it is this to which we must ascend as the throne of that supreme power, which requires an apparent sacrifice of every egoic desire and the letting go of every fear. So that we once again vibrate at the level of total beauty and goodness and truth and love and become the transmitter of that energy that has the stability to sustain a universe in harmony. May we have the wisdom, and may we have the clarity, and may we have the courage to make that choice, to leave the unreal for the real, to leave the shadow for the light, to leave the dying world of time for the eternal life of spirit. For this is the will of God. And this is the culmination of our heroic journey. May we know the peace that comes when the heart is filled with the love of the Supreme Beloved. And all doubts fall away. And all confusion becomes luminous clarity. And the will becomes whole, no longer split. And all internal conflicts are healed, and all external conflicts fade, morph into compassion, and the unity of the sameness of the recognition of the one self, who manifests as the multiplicity. And may you know the deeper peace, the peace of silence and stillness, in which the mind no longer moves, but the heart's wisdom guides one into the inconceivable mysteries of God consciousness, and the Buddha nature unfolds with that omniscience that causes consciousness to consummate its presence in every time and space, in simultaneous awareness, in every facet of the infinite diamond mind. And may we know the supreme peace the peace that passeth understanding and description and beauty and ecstatic joy, the peace of the recognition that we have never been anything other than the Supreme Being. The supreme and only being, the being beyond being, beyond all dualities, the power that has created all of this and brings it all back into the singularity of light. Know yourself. Know yourself as that. For this is the gift of grace that is earned through our surrender. Namaste.